the year is 2025, and when it's all said and done, we might finally be able to call it the year of the Linux desktop. Because if you're a developer, especially a smart, lazy developer, there's a new Linux distro in town designed just for you. A distro that'll finally let you tell your next Tinder date, I use Arch, by the way. It's called Omarchi, and it takes the unopinionated Arch and injects the superior opinions of legendary developer David Hanemeyer Hansen, DHH, a developer who's richer, better looking, and more talented than us. If you don't know who he is, he's most famous for developing the Ruby on Rails framework. As a former Ruby developer myself, this community religiously adheres to the MacBook Pro as the one true development machine. But Macs are expensive and riddled with proprietary software. What if there is a better free and open source way to use a computer? I just threw out my MacBook, and in today's video, we'll find out if Omarchi is the ultimate operating system for people who code. It is September 24th, 2025, and you're watching the Code Report. I think my mom must have taken Tylenol when she was pregnant because I use Windows for development, but it's time to grow up. The most important feature to consider when choosing a Linux distro is the logo, because that's what you'll be wearing on t-shirts and ultimately getting tattooed on your body. And I really like the Omarchi logo. It looks both dangerous and nerdy at the same time. To install it, all you have to do is download the ISO file to a USB stick, flash it with Balena Etcher, then install it to a hard drive on your PC. I'd recommend using a new SSD drive if possible, because Omarchi will do disk encryption by default and wipe everything from a previously used drive. From there, it'll take you through a pretty standard setup process, and then you'll end up on this nice looking desktop. It uses Hyperland as the window manager, which is a far superior Windows manager than Microsoft Windows. It'll automatically organize your windows in a beautiful way, so you'll no longer need multiple monitors just to develop a website. If you're not used to it though, at first it might feel unintuitive, because hey, there's no red X to close this window with my mouse, because everything here is optimized for the keyboard. Euthanize your mouse, then hit the super key plus space to bring up the app launcher. Unlike a regular Arch Linux system, you'll notice that this OS is packed with pre-installed software. That can be both a good and bad thing. Most people I know who use Arch do so because they want to control every byte on the system, and seeing all of this bloatware is making them throw up in their mouths right now. And if you're a DHH hater, you'll die of cringe when you see Basecamp and Hey pre-installed. But that's not the target audience. It seems like the idea behind Omarchi is to get developers to stop using Mac and Windows and start using Linux as a daily driver by providing everything you need out of the box. We of course have Git and Docker, Obsidian for Markdown, Pinata for image editing, and I'm even using the pre-installed OBS Studio for screen recording. And when it comes to the terminal, you have a bunch of modern shell tools like FZF for fuzzy finding, ripgrep to replace grep, zoxide to replace CD, and a bunch of other hipstery tools to replace what you would normally find on a GNU Linux distro. And it even has its own custom shell functions to do things like image conversions. If you're writing code though, the big question is, where will you write that code? Well, obviously not VS Code. A keyboard-focused distro like this could only use NeoVim. But like Arch, NeoVim is notorious for its configuration nightmares. But here, it's using the LazyVim config, a pre-configured version that gives you all the power of a modern IDE while remaining highly customizable. But if you're truly a lazy developer, you'll need some AI to write your code. Well, Arch has a massive package ecosystem through Pacman and the Arch user repository, and we can easily install new stuff by hitting super alt space. Find your favorite AI package like Claude Code and install it. It's really that easy, even easier than a Mac or Windows machine. And that's coming from a Tylenol baby. Pretty cool, but is Omarchi right for you? Well, if you're already an Arch Linux GigaChad, you're gonna hate this thing. It's way too opinionated, but that's the idea. If you already hate DHH, then you're gonna hate it. And if you hate memorizing keyboard shortcuts for everything, you might hate it. But that shouldn't discourage you from using Linux. Also try out distros like Bluefin, which comes pre-configured with VS Code and dev containers. Ultimately though, Omarchi feels like a great new gateway drug to get people hooked on Linux without all the pain and suffering it takes to configure a fully loaded system. But speaking of the terminal, another tool you need to know about is CodeRabbit, the sponsor of today's video. They just launched the CodeRabbit CLI to give you senior level code reviews right in your terminal. That means if you're using a CLI-based coding agent like Claude Code, you can just install CodeRabbit once, then ask Claude to run it whenever you want feedback on your uncommitted changes or specific files. From there, CodeRabbit flags all of the bugs and hallucinations, then hands it back to Claude to fix everything in the background until the code is cleaned up enough to pass an actual code review. The CodeRabbit CLI is free to use, and you can install it using the command on screen or by checking out the link below. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.